Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to a man who didn't let being named one of the 100 most important radio talk show hosts in America go to his head.
Woo! Woo! Yes! In your face!
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. We got our good buddy Ken Grumbach back on the show, almost a 15-year member of our Brain Trust. He is an original founding member, and next month will be his, we'll have to get him back next month, even though we don't always have him back every month. We'll have to do that because he's got a 15-year anniversary coming up. He's the author of The Age Curve. He's the original demographer of our Brain Trust. He's our good friend Ken Grumbach. Welcome back.
Always a pleasure to be here.
How about that? Next month, 15 years.
Will there be a party?
Well, no, but we're going to send you the 15-year Brain Trust gift. You know what it is?
No.
An email. That's what you get. you're going to get an email. It's not diamonds or gold or platinum. It's an email. Hey, Ken, one of the things that we know is going to be happening. It's happening right now, but it's going to be happening with a vengeance over the next, let's say, 10 years. One way or another, a lot of boomer businesses are going to be available. Now, I didn't say sold. I didn't say, you have to code this thing the right way because, and notice I said one way or the other because we all are going to leave our business eventually, one way or the other, either feet
exactly.
First or head first, right?
Right.
And so, to use your world, demographically speaking, over the next 10, 15 years, it's going to happen, isn't it?
It's going to happen by
the millions.
Boomers will retire by the tens of millions, and as they do so, boomers that have gone into business for themselves will be faced with the prospect of what do I do with my business?
Yeah.
Period. Yeah, and that's
you and I are both in that category.
Yeah. And there are lots of questions that you have to ask if you want to sell your business. But what's happening right now? The thing, boomer retirement has been held hostage for 5 years because of real estate. Now real estate is loosening up, and the boomers not only will be able to sell their business, but they'll be able to sell their houses, and their houses, that's the very thing that's held them back.
Well, there's another reason why it's been that way is because nobody wants to sell their business when the economy's down.
Yeah.
Because when you forecast your down numbers forward into a down economy, that doesn't maximize values.
Hey, a new spin on that, and it's probably, obviously it's not a new spin on it. I was talking to a small business broker last week, and we were discussing what businesses are hot, what businesses are not. And he said one of the things that you have to take into consideration is the large number of high net worth immigrants that are going to be pouring into the country want to buy small businesses, but they've got to be simple. I mean, the business model has to be simple.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, he said they've just about run out of convenience stores and gas stations selling them to Middle Easterners. So, what's next? I don't know.
Well, that's exactly right. And the thing is, Ken, for the last 15 years, and I mean literally 15 years ago this month, I started covering at least once a month a series with experts like Russell Brown, for example. I started talking, John Deaney's another one. I started talking about selling, getting your business ready for sale and what you needed to do. And the fact that even if you don't want to sell it, you're not going to sell it in 10 years. Today you need to start getting your business into a position where it can be sold. And you got all the steps. There are lots and lots of steps that you got to go through that includes, anywhere from your customer base to the financial structure to your own role in the business, how much customers depend upon you. I mean, there's lots and lots of things that you got to do to get your business ready for sale.
Exactly.
And it takes years. It takes years to do some of those.
Well, I'll give you a couple of examples I've helped two folks. We, as a business, when I was in the marketing industry, helped a jean shop that was doing about $10 million expand its business to the point where it was attractive to a large corporation. And we took it to a scale where it was very, very easy for them, large corporation, to assume the business.
Mm-hmm.
And they ended up selling the business for like $30 million.
And how long did you work on that project to get them?
It was easy 10 years.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Now, you can do it. Folks, you can do it. Some of the stuff you can do in 3 years. Well, you can start cleaning it up now, today. But some of it takes 3 years, maybe five, some 10. It's never too soon to start thinking about getting your business ready to sell. 22, right back with Ken Grombach. Stay with us.
Love never seems to last.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.